Hello.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Shane?
Hi, George. It is, yeah.
Hey, Shane. So, give you a call. We agreed yesterday to help you out with the verification of the profile.
Yes, for the verification. That's right. Yes.
All right. Excellent. So, are you currently at home?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're at the Keenan Avenue address, right?
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Good. All right, excellent. So let's go ahead and get started. So Shane, the first thing that we're going to do is I'm going to send you an email. This email is basically an invite for your profile for you to be manager of it. That way it allows you to do that verification. So give me just a moment while I send that right your way so we can get that video started. One second.
Okay. This shit done.
All right, so the email has been sent. If you don't get it in your inbox, remember it's probably in the spam folder, so go ahead and check both.
Oh, yeah, I got it. It's invited you, James Harwood, Shores of Florida. You received an invitation. Accept, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Accept. Become a manager of Shane Harwood, floor reception. Accept. Again. No, you're not visible to the customer.
All right, good. So I see that you've already accepted the invite. So we're done right there. Let's go and just exit that email where you're at. Let's just get out of there. Now I'm going to send you, I'm going to text you actually a link. This is a link that's going to help us get the video started. So give me just 1 second on that.
Okay.
All right, so the link has been texted to you. Let me know if you got that.
Yes, I got it. All right, tap on it.
Yeah, you can open that up and let me know what you get.
Update your browser to manage your business profile.
I'm sorry, what does it say again?
Update your browser to manage your business profile, Google Business.
Update your browser. What options does it give you?
I think I have to click on it to manage your business profile. Okay, let me see. So I clicked on it, and it's coming up. Shane's Harwood Floors Harriman. Shane's Harwood Floors of Florida Harriman. So I see the problem. So we have Shane's Harwood Floors Harriman, then we have Shane's Harwood Floors of Florida, but the address is wrong. It says Harriman, Maybrook, the same as New York. So underneath Shane's Harwood Floors of Florida, we need to change the address. And on both of them it says get verified.
Alright, so you're going to go for the one of Shane's Hardwood Floors of Florida. I'm going to click get verified on that one.
Yeah, but that has the wrong address.
I understand. We're going to go into that. That's actually the next
step. Okay. Please enter your mailing address. Okay, good.
Alright, so you're going to put the address there. Once you're done, hit next and let me know what you get.
Keenan Avenue, Fort Myers. Okay, go ahead, next.
Yes.
Get a core visa text to 845-238-6971 our email code, our business video.
You're going to select business video. Very important for you to select business video, then click next.
Yeah. Now it says, record your business details. Capture tweet requirements. Recording. Learn more. Show surrounding areas such as street signs, neighbor business. Your location should match the service, your area. Show business name printed on business card, license, or vehicle. Your business name should match the name you entered. Show business book system, unlock brand vehicle. You need to show you're authorized to represent this business.
All right, so you're going to click next?
Click next, okay. Tips for getting started. Plan ahead. Make sure you capture all three requirements, including one, records. Take your time. Most successful videos are 1 to 2 minutes. Start outside. Capture your business surrounding first before you move inside. So I have my van outside, and my van is outside with my name on it, Shane's Hardwood Floors, and the telephone number. And then I took pictures of my tools in the garage, you know.
No, you're not taking pictures. Again, you're recording a video. All of that comes out in that one video, no pictures. So as you selected business video, it's a video, not a picture. All
right,
so
right.
Now on that screen, do you see a next button, or what do you see?
It says on the bottom, start recording.
All right, so we're going to stop right there. We're just going to stop right there for a moment. I'm going to explain the video, what you're going to do in the video, and then you're going to start the recording. So
okay.
We're going to not do anything for now. We're just going to, of course, I'm going to explain everything first, then after you get that started. So the video should last in, ideally, between 1 minute to 1 minute with 30 seconds. You've noticed that's the length that video, that Google has the higher level of acceptance. So make sure to keep that between 1 minute with 1 minute with 30 seconds.
One minute, 30 seconds. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's very simple. Yeah. All you're going to do is record the work vehicle, your work tools, and Shane, question, do you have a business card that you share with your clients?
Yes. Yeah.
You're also going to record one of those. And also, question, do you have a business license, a business registration, or insurance?
Yes. I have the insurance in an email on my phone that I get from them. And I have screenshots in my phone as well.
We need something physical. Do you have maybe your business license, business registration, anything that's physical, a paper?
Paper, yeah. I have the State of Florida Department of State. I certified from the records of Shane's Hardwood Floors of Florida, Inc. is a corporation under the laws and the state filed Florida of June 13th, 2024. It's the State of Florida Department of State. Certified that Shane's Hardwood Floors of Florida is a corporation organized under the laws of the state of Florida, filed on June 13, 2024. The document number of the corporation.
I don't need you to read it out. I appreciate it, but I don't need you to read it out. I need to know what that document is. Is that a registration? Is that, well, what is that?
It's like a registration with the Florida state. That's my business is legit.
All right. If it is
a seal, stamp on the tracking number.
If it is a registration, then you're good. There's no need for you to read it out. All right, so if it's a registration, and you're sure this is a registration, then I want you to do the video again. You know, I want you to get it this one time. And if you're 100% positive that's the actual registration document, then that's the document that you could share a video on that video. Only if you're sure.
Okay.
So
okay.
Let's assume that it is. Let's assume that you're 110% sure. All right. Now, the video is going to flow the following way. So first and foremost, Shane, it's always recommended for you to have everything in place before you get the video started. That way, you do not exceed the minute with 30 seconds limit. It's ideal that you lay out the tools next to your vehicle, that you have your business card handy, that you have business registration with you, that everything's with you in place. where it should be before you get the video started. That way you're not wasting time during the video putting everything in place. So before you even get started, make sure to have your tools next to your vehicle laid out. Make sure to have your business card with you, your business registration with you, and everything in place before you even get the video started. So now, assuming that everything's already in place, this is how the video is going to flow. So the first thing when you hit that start video button that you saw there on your phone, the very first thing that you're going to do, depending on how it is where you live, is that you're going to start recording, whether it's on the sidewalk or on the street. And the very first thing that you're going to do, Shane, is that you're going to record your surroundings. So what you're going to do is you're going to turn your phone to the right-hand side to record that side of the street. Once you're done, maybe like 3 seconds, you're going to now turn the phone to the left-hand side of the street to record that side. And then once you do that, the next thing that you're going to record will be the work vehicle. You're going to start recording from the backside of that vehicle to show the license plates. Once you do that, you're going to now enter the vehicle. You're going to record the dashboard as you turn the vehicle on at the same time. That way on the dashboard, it shows that the vehicle turned on.
Now,
once you're done recording that, you're going to exit the vehicle, and now you're going to record the tools that you had previously laid down before starting the video. So you're going to record those tools, and then once you're done recording the tools, the last thing that you're going to record will be the business card and the business registration. You can do them one by one if you like, but you have to show, these have to show as clear as possible. So make sure to record one by one for them to come out as clear as possible. Once you're done with that, you simply pause the video, and you're all done. It gives you an option for you to send it, and you send it. You're all done at that point.
Okay. Yeah. Just turning around the vehicle.
Do you have any questions on the flow of the video, how it should be recorded?
So what I'm going to do is I'm walking out the driveway here to the mailbox, and I pass back in the van, and it has my van there, you know. So I'm going to start the video out here by the mailbox, show the mailbox, the house, and I'll turn to the right and turn to the left, show the street, up and down the street, you know. Then I'm going to walk in. I have the van in front of me. Do I get into the van and have the van running?
No, let's start all over, Shane. I'll explain one more time.
Okay.
Let me know once everything's in place. I want you to pay as close attention as possible. If you're doing something, I just don't want to...
Just 1 second. Wait until Pat comes here. Pat, he's going to explain one more time, because I thought I'd go outside and come in. Go ahead. Explain one more time what we're going to do.
Should I take a video of the tools? Take a video of the tools and the paperwork?
Go ahead.
In the van.
So we have the van here. We have the tools and the paperwork outside the garage at the house. And out on the street, we have the street and the mailbox. Where we start the video? On the
street. Right here. And then come to the van.
And
go to the van. Start up and then go to the street.
What do you think of that, George?
Of what?
What we just said.
Start in the garage with the tools. The paperwork's right outside the garage. And take video of the paperwork. Take video of the back of the van. Take a video of the van starting and go out to the street.
Is that the way you want it or no? Where do you want it to start?
No. So let me explain, please. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Mhm.
So, assuming that everything's in place, everything's handy, the very first thing that you're going to do when you start the recording is you're going to be standing either on the sidewalk or on the street. That all depends on how it is laid out where you live.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing that you're going to do, Shane, is you're going to record your surroundings. You're going to turn the phone to the right-hand side of the street to record that side of the street. And you're going to turn your phone to the left-hand side of the street and then record that side of the street. That's the very first thing that you're going to record.
That's after what I was saying.
After you're done with that, you're going to now proceed to record the work vehicle, and you're going to start recording the work vehicle from the back side of that vehicle to show the license plates. Once you show the license plates, once you record that, then after that, you're going to now enter the vehicle. You're going to record the dashboard as you turn the vehicle on. That way, on the dashboard, it shows that the vehicle turned on. Once you're done with that, you're going to now exit the vehicle, and you're going to record the tools that you've laid right there close to your vehicle. You're going to record the tools. And then once you're done recording your tools, you're now going to record the business card and the business registration, and you got to that has to show as clear as possible. Once you're done recording that, you're going to simply pause the video, and it's going to give you an option to upload and send the video to Google, and you're all done at that point.
Okay. It's going to be about a minute to a minute and a half, no longer.
Quick.
Got to be quick.
Let me do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you just start recording him? Your phone off. What's working?
So you're going to go to the left, to the right.
To the left, and then go to the vehicle. Then go inside the vehicle, start it, get out, show the tools, and then the paperwork. Down to the paperwork.
Okay. Don't get me in the video now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so stay behind me. I got you. I'm going to start recording now. I'm helping him out. I'm going to start recording now.
Alright, I'm going to disconnect the call. Call back later.
Okay.